Well, the question is, does God speak to us? Does God speak in an audible voice? Now, I think it's quite easy to feel a little suspicious sometimes of people who speak about God as though they have regular little chats with him and know the inner workings of his mind and seem to know exactly what God wants them for them at every moment of their waking day. Although, of course, that can be a sign of genuine holiness and genuine closeness to God. But it can also, I'm sure we're aware, be a sign of some sort of, you know, mental health issue that we do have to be very careful. At the other end of the spectrum, it can also be quite easy to feel that God's up there in heaven, a long way off, quite distant, and although we can say prayers, there's no way that God's going to respond to us in a way that we can hear. This may mean that the idea of approaching God for a cozy chat seems a bit presumptuous and overfamiliar. The idea of God speaking back to us in an audible voice, almost ludicrous. Does God speak to us today? And if he does, how does God speak to us today? It's a really important question for us to address right at the heart of prayer, because prayer is all about our communication with God, a two-way communication. Communication is always two-way. Prayer is a vital part of our relationship with God, but of course, most of us, if not all of us, find prayer difficult. Particularly, I think, the listening part. So let's open up a bit that story of Samuel that we heard read this morning by Bev to see if it can throw some light on this age-old question, really, of how does God speak to us and does God speak to us today? Even the great prophet Samuel didn't recognize God's voice to start with and needed some help. In that passage, and do find it in your booklets if you'd like to, it's on page 4. It starts at the beginning saying this, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. So there's the sense that Samuel and Eli were not really expecting to hear from God. In fact, as it says in verse 2, Eli's eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see. Often in the Bible, real physical problems with sight are a metaphor for spiritual blindness. Eli was old and tired and finding it difficult to see the way. But as we shall see when it comes to the crunch, Eli is actually the person who is able to help the young Samuel recognize the voice of God. So both Eli and Samuel are lying for sleep in their usual places in the temple, a bit like here on winter shelter night, tomorrow night, when we have volunteers sleeping in the church. That was the custom in those days. The priest and those working in the temple would make their home there as well. Then Samuel hears a voice calling his name. So of course, quite naturally, he thinks it's Eli calling him. And as an obedient servant, he goes to Eli answering, "Here I am." But it wasn't Eli calling, so Eli sends Samuel to go back and lie down. Once again, Samuel hears a voice calling his name, "Samuel." Again, he goes to Eli, and Eli sends him to go back and lie down again. And at this point, the writer tells us that Samuel did not yet know the Lord and that the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Samuel was not, if you like, in a relationship with God. Samuel had not yet received the word of God. But God persists and calls Samuel for a third time. God never gives up on any of us. And then Eli realizes that it is the Lord God who is calling Samuel, and he gives him some really wise and important advice. Eli says to Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Samuel does as he's told, and then the Lord comes and stands there calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. And God does indeed speak to Samuel. God calls Samuel to be in relationship with him. God has work for Samuel to do. Samuel went on to be a great prophet of God. Indeed, two books of the Bible are named after him, the first and second book of Samuel. God spoke to Samuel, and God still speaks to us today. God speaks in different ways, sometimes in an audible voice, sometimes in an inner voice, sometimes through another person. And that might be someone that you think is quite a likely person, but it might be the most unlikely person. Sometimes through the word of God, the Bible, as we read scripture. Sometimes through the words of liturgy or a song or a hymn. But it isn't easy. Samuel didn't recognize the voice of God at the start, and often it's hard for us too. So what can help us to hear the voice of God? Sometimes this can be the gift of other people to us. Eli helps Samuel to recognize God's voice despite Eli's own weaknesses. Samuel was only a boy, but someone older and more experienced helped him to hear God's voice. And we do need to be cautious because, as I've already implied, there are other sources of thoughts and feelings in our hearts and minds. But what we can be certain of is that God doesn't speak randomly or in a way that doesn't fit in with Scripture. So we can expect confirmation, if you like. When God speaks, it's confirmed in different ways, whether it be by the word of God in the Bible or by other people. Now, you may have had some amazing experiences of God speaking to you, or you may be sitting there thinking, what is she talking about? How weird is that? I know in my own experience that I've heard God's voice in various different ways over the years. I've heard what's felt like an audible, even though it's an inner voice, of God. And that's happened to me, particularly in times of enormous stress, pain, illness, difficulty. And those moments of God speaking like that have brought me a sense of inner peace and comfort that I know is from God, because I know it's not from something else. It's very powerful. I've heard the persistent voice of God through hearing the same message as I've read scripture and listened to those around me. And that was certainly in a quite public way my experience when I went through the discernment process for being called to be an ordained minister in the church. And as I've myself accompanied others through being a spiritual director or listening to them as a vicar or in other roles, I've listened to some amazing, really powerful and wonderful stories of God speaking into people's lives. So I really want to encourage you to be open to hearing God in your life, to hearing the voice of God. And I want to encourage you, quite close to the beginning of this new year, to think about how you can find the time and space to open yourself to God in prayer. We're all different. And God, in his amazing love, mercy, and compassion, speaks to us in ways that each of us can hear and understand. Sometimes that can be different ways at different stages of our life. God spoke to Samuel at night, in the darkness, and in the silence. Sometimes silence, and if not darkness, at least maybe being away from the really bright lights, can help us in our prayer, can help us to be open. And it's not just an external silence, away from the noise of the world of the 21st century, away from the constant electronic tweets, away maybe from your phone. And, you know, I have to confess, I find that quite difficult. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb when I'm saying my prayers, because that way it doesn't disturb me. But it's easy for us not to be able to find that internal silence, because not just because of those external peeps and tweaks and noises of domestic appliances as well as personal devices, but because our hearts and minds are often noisy places too. So how can you find a still moment or a time of silence in your life away from whatever the distraction is for you? Because it'll be different from all of us. Some of us find it helpful to have a place in our homes, could be anywhere in your home, where you have a particular place that you sit or you go to be, where you know you set yourself apart just even for a few minutes to be aware that you're in God's presence. For some of us, maybe sitting on a bus or a tube or a train, maybe with headphones in, takes you into a place away from everyone else. Even although it, ostensibly there's a lot of noise around you, you can find your own world. It's going to be different for all of us. And some of us don't have the luxury of having, you know, we don't all live in convents or monasteries, do we? We have to find the places that work for us in our lives. And when God speaks to Samuel, Samuel needed the help of another person to help him work out how to hear and respond. Sometimes it can help us to talk to a friend, to a spiritual director, to the vicar, to another church leader, to be in a connect group and share with other people in your small group. I see my spiritual director regularly to help me with my prayer life and to help me discern God's voice. But you may be sitting there thinking, God would never speak to me. I don't know. You may be sitting there thinking, we live in a time where there's all this corruption and difficulty and where the word of the Lord is rare and there aren't many visions. That's what Samuel and Eli thought. But God longs to be in communication with every single one of us. God welcomes each one of us into his presence through prayer, wherever we are, whatever little tiny space we can find. So I want to invite you to try something new this week. And I don't know what that new thing will be for you. And it'll be different for all of us. But even if you just take a few minutes at some point to be still and quiet in whatever way that is for you, turn everything off and say, just like Samuel did, speak, for your servant is listening, and expect to be surprised. Amen.